السلام عليكم. كنا ذكرنا أمس أن ربنا تبارك وتعالى موجود بلا جهة ولا مكان. We mentioned yesterday that Allah تبارك وتعالى exists without a place and without a direction. وهذا وقلنا هذا ما تقتضيه الأدلة، الأدلة العقلية والأدلة النقلية. And this is what the proofs entail or support. The mental proofs and the intellect and the textual proofs. وكما كنا قدمنا قبل الاعتقاد يبنى على الشيء اليقيني، على الشيء الذي يحكم العقل بصحته لا على الوهم. And as we said previously, the creed should be based on the solid proof, the intellectual proof, and not the illusion. وهذا الذي قلناه هو ما يقتضيه العقل السليم. What we mentioned is what supported by the ruling or judgment of the mind. لأن المحدود، لأن كل شيء محدود محتاج إلى من خصه بذلك الحد. Because everything, every limited thing, everything that has limits is in need for someone to specify this thing with these limits. فالعقل يحكم بأن الله تبارك وتعالى ليس جسما. So the mind judges that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a body. وأنه سبحانه وتعالى ليس له حد. And that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not have limits. وأنه ليس في جهة. That Allah تعالى does not exist in a direction. وأنه سبحانه وتعالى ليس متصلا بالعالم ولا منفصلا عن العالم. And that Allah تبارك وتعالى is neither connected to the universe nor disconnected to the universe. لأن المتصل والمنفصل كلاهما يكونان حجما. Because what is connected to another thing and what is disconnected from another thing would be a volume. كل ما كان متصلا أو منفصلا لابد أن يكون حجما. Whatever is connected to something else or disconnected to something else has to be a volume. Has to be a volume. If two things touch each other, they have to be volumes. And if two things have distance between each other, then they have to be volumes. إذا كان شيئان يلامس أحدهما الآخر لابد أن يكونا حجمين. وإذا كان شيئان بين أحدهما والآخر مسافة لابد أن يكونا حجمين. والله تعالى خالق الأحجام. Allah is the creator of the bodies. وخالق المقادير. He is the creator of the quantities. فلا يوصف سبحانه وتعالى بحجم ولا مقدار. So it is not permissible to attribute to Allah a quantity or a volume. وهذا شيء الوهم لا يتصوره. This is something what we mentioned, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not a body, Allah is not connected to the universe, Allah is not disconnected from the universe, etc. This is something that the illusion cannot encompass. لأن الوهم يتصور ما اعتاد أن يراه الإنسان ويحس به. Because the illusion encompasses only things similar to what one is familiar with, what one usually sees, feels, etc. ما لم يكن كذلك الوهم لا يتصوره. What is not like that, the illusion does not encompass it. لكن كما قلنا محور الاعتقاد ليس على الوهم، فسواء تصور الوهم ذلك أو لم يتصوره، العبرة ليست بالوهم. But as we said, the creed is not based on the illusion. So whether the illusion encompasses this or does not encompass this, it doesn't have any effect on this matter. في المخلوق هناك أشياء لا يتصورها الوهم. There are some created things that the illusion cannot encompass. أول شيء خلقه الله الماء، ثم العرش، ثم بعد ذلك خلق الله الظلام والنور. You know that the first creation was the water, then afterwards al-arsh, etc. Later, Allah created the darkness and the light. إذن عند خلق الماء ما كان نور ولا ظلام. So when the water was created, neither darkness nor light existed. والواحد منا لا يستطيع أن يتصور وقت ليس فيه نوم ولا ظلام. And one of us cannot imagine a time where there was no darkness and no light at the same time. الوهم لا يحيط بذلك. The illusion cannot encompass that. ومع ذلك نؤمن به. Despite that, we believe in that. لأن الشرع جاء بذلك. Because this is what was mentioned in the rules of the religion, in the religious texts. وهكذا نؤمن أن الخالق لا يشبه المخلوق لأن هذا ما تدل عليه أدلة الشرع والعقل. Likewise, we believe that the Creator does not resemble the creation, because this is what the textual proofs entail. This is what the textual proofs tell us, and the intellectual proofs. فكما صح وجود الله تعالى بلا مكان وجهة قبل خلق الأماكن والجهات، فكذلك يصح وجوده بعد خلق الأماكن بلا مكان ولا جهة. So just as everyone who claims to be a Muslim believes that Allah existed before creating the places and the directions without a place and a direction, then this person has to admit that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exists after creating the directions and the places without a direction and without a place. Al-mushabbiha ahyanan tadiqu uquluhum an fahmi at-tanzih. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yahdi man yasha wa yudillu man yasha. المشبهة كثير منهم لو كلمتهم في التنزيه عقولهم تضيق عن فهمه. الله تبارك وتعالى guides whomever he will to the proper belief, and whomever Allah did not will for him to believe shall not believe. So sometimes when you talk with people who liken Allah to the creation, many times their minds fall short in understanding what you are saying for one reason or another. But this is what happens. أكثر الأحيان لأنهم لا يستمعون إليك حقيقة. Most of the times it's because they do not listen to what you say. Apparently they are listening while they are thinking about other things when you are talking with them. فَإِذَا قُلْتَ لَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَوْجُود بِلَا مَكَان يَقُولُونَ لَكَ إِذَن هُوَ لَيْسَ داخل العالم. تقول لا. يقولون ولا خارج العالم منفصلا عنه. تقول لا. يقولون إذن أنت تنفي وجوده. They say many times, they tell you, so you are saying Allah is not inside the universe, is not in touch with the universe, is not encompassed by the universe. You tell them no, he is not. They tell you, and he is not outside the universe, disconnected from the universe. You say, no. They tell you, so you are negating his existence. تقول لهم قبل خلق الأماكن والجهات كان موجودا من غير أن يكون متصلا بالعالم ولا منفصلا عن العالم من غير أن يكون داخل العالم ولا خارج العالم لأن العالم ما كان موجودا. You tell them, before the existence of the universe, before Allah created the universe, Allah existed without being in touch with the universe and without being disconnected from the universe, without being inside the universe and without being outside the universe, because the universe did not exist at that time. فَكَمَا صَحَّحَ الْعَقْلُ وُجُودَهُ قَبْلَ خَلْقِ الْعَالَمِ بِلَا جِهَ وَلَا مَكَانَ يُصَحِّحُ وُجُودَهُ بَعْدَ خَلْقِ الْعَالَمِ بِلَا جِهَ وَلَا مَكَانَ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَتَغَيَّرُ. So just as the sound mind judges that Allah existed without a place and a direction before the creation of the universe, and this is not considering negating the existence of Allah. This is not considered negating the existence of Allah. Allah exists after the creation of the universe without a place and a direction, and this is not considered negating the existence of Allah, because Allah Ta'ala does not change. الأمر سهل لكن لمن سهله الله له. The issue is easy, but only for the one whom Allah willed for him to understand it. أما من لم يشأ الله له الهداية وأقفل قلبه من يستطيع أن يفتح قلبه. As for the one that Allah willed for him to have a locked heart, who can Who among the creation can open this heart? No one. إنما يكون القول بأن الشيء ليس داخل العالم ولا خارجه أو ليس داخل شيء آخر ولا خارجه نفيا لوجوده إذا كان هذا الشيء حجما. When you say about something that it is not neither inside another thing nor outside it, then you would be negating the existence of this thing if this takes place, if this thing is a volume. لأن الحجم يحتاج إلى الحيز والمكان. Because the volume is in need for a space and a place. فإذا قلت ليس داخل هذه الغرفة ليس داخل ولا خارجها ليس داخل هذا الحيز ولا خارجه. So if you say it's not inside this space nor outside it, عندها تكون نفيت وجوده. Then you would be negating its existence. أما الذي لا يحتاج إلى المكان المنزه عن المكان فكيف يكون نفيا لوجوده أن تقول موجود بلا مكان؟ لا يكون نفيا لوجوده. As for the one who is not a volume and does not have dimensions, how would it be negating its existence, his existence, if you say he exists without a place and without a direction? It wouldn't be negating his existence. العالم لا يوصف أحد بالعلم إلا إذا كان حيا ولا يوصف بالجهل إلا إذا كان حيا. إذا قال لك إنسان الحجر عالم تقول لا. يقول لك إذا جاهل تقول لا، معناه نفيت وجود الحجر. لا، لأن الحجر لا يقبل العلم ولا الجهل إن لم يتصف بالحياة. For one to be knowledgeable, anything to be knowledgeable, this thing has to be alive. What is not attributed with life, then it's not mentally permissible, possible for it or to be attributed with knowledge. Okay. So if someone asks you, likewise ignorance. For one to be attributed with ignorance, one has to be alive. If someone asks you, is the stone knowledgeable? You say no. He tells you, then the stone is ignorant. You say no. Does this mean that you are negating the existence of the stone? No, because both ignorance and knowledge cannot be attributed to the stone if the stone is not alive. هذا لتقريب ما يقوله أهل السنة للذهن. This is something that you might use to bring things closer to other people when you talk with them if you find difficulty in making them understand. وَلَا يَهْتَدِي إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَاهُ اللَّهُ. And no one is going to be guided except the one whom Allah willed for him to be guided. لَكِنْ نَحْنُ نَعْمَلُ جُهْدَنَا. But we do our best. وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءُ اللَّهُ. And only what Allah willed to exist, exists. ويفهم مما ذكرناه أنه لا يجوز أن يقال إن الله تعالى في جميع الأماكن كما لا يجوز أن يقال إن الله في مكان واحد. From what we mentioned, it is understood that as it is not permissible to say that Allah exists in a place, It is not permissible to say that Allah exists in all the places. لِأَنَّ هَذَا وَهَذَا يَقْتَضِي الْحَجْمِ والحد. Because both sayings entail attributing volume and limits to Allah تبارك وتعالى. فإذا قال إنسان الله موجود في كل مكان فهذه عبارة كفرية. So if someone says Allah exists everywhere, this is a blasphemous statement. وقائلها كافر, and the one who says it is a blasphemer. إلا إذا كان لا يعرف اللسان جيدا ويظن أن معنى هذه العبارة أن الله مسيطر على كل الأماكن, كل الأماكن في قبضته. إذا كان يظن أن هذا هو معنى العبارة في اللغة لا يكفر لكن ينهى عنها. Except if one does not know the language well and thinks that it means in the language, this statement means in the language that Allah controls every place, not that Allah Ta'ala is spread in all the places. No, he thinks, because he's weak in the language, that this statement means that Allah controls everywhere. In this case, we do not judge such a person as a blasphemer, but we tell this person, don't say this statement. This is a wrong statement. This is a blasphemous statement. Say, Allah exists without a place, or the like. وكأن ولعل هذا الذي ذكرناه قصد كثير ممن يلهج بهذه الكلمة. And maybe a lot among the people who say this statement mean from it that Allah controls everywhere. They do not mean the blasphemous statement, and they do not think that it gives that meaning, that blasphemous statement. وهما وهذه العبارة كما هو ظاهر بين ليست من عبارات السلف. This statement is not among the statements said by the Salaf. إنما هذه العبارة في الأصل أول من قالها المعتزلة. The first people who came up with this statement were the معتزلة. ثم أخذها منهم بعض الجهلة. Then some ignorant people took it from them من غير أن يفهموا معناها الحقيقي, without them understanding what it means. وبعضهم مع الفهم. And some understanding, some understood what it means. في الماضي وجد بعض الأشخاص الذين اعتقدوا أن الله منبث بذاته في كل الأماكن. In the past, there were people who existed and thought, they believed that Allah is spread everywhere. اعتقدوا أن الله داخل في في الأشف فيه وفيه وفيها وهكذا. They believed that Allah dwells in the different people. وإلى هذا العصر ما زال يوجد منهم بقايا. And up till nowadays, there are still people like that, here and there. مرة واحد في بيروت كان يكلم امرأة مسنة كبيرة في السن يذكر لها التوحيد, فقالت له الله فينا. I know a person who was talking with an old woman in Beirut, claiming to be a Muslim. He was talking with her about the issues of the creed. So she addressed him by saying, Allah is inside us. ثم أرادت أن تستدل لقولها بزعمها. Then she wanted to produce a proof to what she said. فقالت انظر إلى يدي كيف تتحرك. She told him, look how my hand moves. لو لم يكن فيها كيف كانت تتحرك. Hadn't Allah been in it, then how it would have moved. قال لها الله قادر أن يحركها من غير أن يكون فيها. He told her, Allah has the power to make it move without being in it. ما قبلت, ما رد. She didn't accept. قالت هو فيها, هو فيها. Said, he's in it like that. Without, I don't want to talk anymore about this issue. This creed existed in the past and still existing among some people here and there. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وهذه العقيدة كما سبق وقلنا هي عقيدة جهم بن صفوان, عقيدة الجهمية. As we mentioned previously, this creed is the creed of the Jahmiyyah, the followers of Jahm ibn Safwan. فإنه كان يقول, فإنه أي جهم كان يقول, الله تعالى هو هذا الهواء وهو مع كل شيء وفي كل شيء. He used to say, Allah Ta'ala is this air, He is with everything and in everything. فَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى كُفْرِهِ بِذَلِكَ. The Muslims unanimously judged him as a blasphemer because of that. ويفهم مما ذكرناه أن الله ليس ساكنا في السماء. Also it is understood, clearly understood from what we mentioned, that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not reside in the sky. إذن لماذا نرفع الأيدي إلى السماء في الدعاء؟ Then why do we raise our hands to the sky when we make a dua? لأن السماء مهبط الرحمات. Because the mercies come down from the sky. This is why. ولذلك بعد الدعاء نمسح وجهنا بأيدينا. And this is why we wipe our faces after making a dua with our hands. رجاء أن تصل الرحمة التي جاءت على أيدينا إلى وجوهنا. Hoping that the mercy that comes to our hands to also get in touch with our faces. وليس لأن الله ساكن في السماء. We do not raise our hands while we make a dua to the sky because Allah inhabits in the sky. السماء قبلة الدعاء. The sky is the قبلة of supplication. Is the place where we are ordered to, which we are ordered to face when we make a دعاء. كما أن الكعبة قبلة الصلاة. Just as the كعبة is the place which we are ordered to face when we make the prayers, الصلاة. ولا يعني هذا أن الله قاعد في الكعبة. And it does not mean, this does not mean that Allah resides in الكعبة. أليس تقول وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض معناه الله قاعد في الكعبة؟ لا، إنما هذه هي قبلة الصلاة. Don't you say وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض، and this does not mean that you are facing Allah who is residing in Al-Kaaba. Likewise, when you make dua, you raise your hands to the sky, because we are ordered to do that, as we are ordered to face Al-Kaaba when we pray. وفي بعض الأحيان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام دعا وكانت ظهور يديه، ظهور كفيه إلى السماء. Even in some times the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made دعاء, he turned his hands when he made the دعاء. So this part of the hand became facing the sky. What do you call it? The back of the hand would be facing the sky. عندما عمل هكذا ما معناه صار الله من تحت؟ لا. So when the Prophet did that, what did that mean? Allah became underneath his hands? No. إنما هذا شيء أمرنا به. Rather, this is something that we are ordered to do. ببعض الأدعية نرفع الكفين، في كثير من الأدعية نرفع الكفين إلى السماء، وفي بعض الأدعية نوجه ظهر الكف إلى السماء. In many cases we turn our hands towards the sky when we make dua. And in some cases, we turn the back of our hands towards the sky. This is what we are ordered to do. It does not mean at all that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is facing our palms. وقد نهى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام المصلي النهي الشديد عن أن يرفع رأسه إلى السماء، وجهه إلى السماء في الصلاة، كما هو مروي في صحيح مسلم. On top of that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام ordered us, he insisted on this order, that the person who is praying wouldn't look up to the sky when he is praying. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وعندما رفع إصبعه في قول إلا الله في التشهد حناه قليلا. And when he raised his finger while making a tashahud in a salah, when one says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, when one says, illallah, doesn't one raise his finger in the prayer? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he did that, he didn't raise it like this, straight up. He did like this, a little bit bent. He raised his finger a little bit bent. وقال أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. Also he said, the closest one would be to Allah Ta'ala is when one is making a sujood, prostration. فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ فِيهِ. So do a lot of supplication in السجود. فَإِنَّهُ قَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. It is يعني it will be, one would benefit from making الدعاء while making السجود. كل هذا يدل على أنه ليس المراد برفع الأيدي إلى السماء أن الله موجود فوق. All of this helps one to understand that when one raises his hands in a dua to the sky, this is not because Allah Ta'ala resides in the sky. إنما لأن السماء قبلة الدعاء. Rather because this is where we are ordered to raise our hands when we make a dua. كذلك إذا سمينا المساجد بيوت الله فهذا ليس معناه أن الله يسكنها. Likewise, if we call the mosques بيوت الله, someone might translate it with the houses of Allah. This does not mean that Allah تبارك وتعالى resides in the mosque. إنما معناه أن هذا بيت مشرف عند الله. Rather, it means this is a place that has a high rank to Allah تبارك وتعالى. لذلك أضيف إلى الله. This is why it was attributed to Allah. It was attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى. أليس جاء في القرآن عن ناقة صالح ناقة الله؟ Isn't it mentioned in Al-Quran about the female camel that was a miracle that happened with Prophet Salih? ناقة الله, which means the camel of Allah. It was mentioned. هذه الإضافة هل معناها أن الله سكن الناقة؟ Does this mean that Allah resides in that camel? No. إنما لها شأن عند الله. Rather, it means this camel, this female camel, has a certain status to Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكذلك بيت الله عن المسجد. Likewise, when we say بيت الله about the mosque, معناه البيت المعظم عند الله. It means the place that has a status, a high status to Allah تبارك وتعالى. هذه الأيام كثير من الناس يجهلون كثيرا من أمور العقيدة. Nowadays, a lot of people do not understand many things among the issues of the creed. لأنهم لا ينشأون في بيت يسمعون فيه أمور العقيدة. تقال في الغالب يعني تقال على الوجه الصحيح. Because in most of the cases they are not raised in houses where the issues of the creed are mentioned properly. إما يذكر أمامهم تحريف وإما لا يذكر بالمرة. Either bad things would be mentioned before them, before the children, or the issues of the creed, most of them are not mentioned at all. ثم يسمعون الضلال من هنا وهناك. Then they hear the blasphemies from here and there. فكثير منهم يأخذ هذا الضلال. Many among them, they accept these blasphemies. They believe in them. ويظنون أن هذا هو الدين, and they think this is the religion. This is what the religion is. فيزيغون, so they get astray. واحد شاب كبير كان يعتقد, نشأ مولود لأبوين مسلمين, كان يظن أن الله هو هذه الزرقة, هذه السماء. a young man who was born for two Muslim parents. He was in his 20s. He believed that Allah is this sky, the blue color that you see. وآخر كان يظن أن الله هو الغيم. And another one thought that Allah تبارك وتعالى is the clouds. والثالث من أهل مكة من سكان مكة كان يعتقد أن الله تبارك وتعالى يقيم في الكعبة مدة وعند الرسول مدة. And a third person among the inhabitants of Mecca, the people of Mecca. He was born there, he was raised there. He thought that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala resides a part of the time in Al-Ka'ba and another time with the Prophet. كان يظن أن الناس لهذا يأتون إلى الكعبة ويذهبون إلى قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. He thought this is why the people used to come to Al-Kaaba and go and visit the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومع كل هذا الجهل يقول الوهابية أحيانا قال فلان تمسكوا بدين العجائز من السلف يعني. And despite all this ignorance, some of the Wahhabis say sometimes, such and such said among the Salaf, adhere to the religion as it is mentioned by the old people. هؤلاء السلف الذين قالوا هذا تكلموا عن عجائز كان عندهم علم. Those people among the Salaf who mentioned this, they were talking about old people who were knowledgeable at their time. Their time wasn't like our time. معناه مرادهم هؤلاء العجائز تعلموا الدين قبل ظهور البدع. هذا الذي تعلموه هو الذي قاله من قبلنا من الصحابة والتابعين. هؤلاء علموا هؤلاء العجائز. اسألوهم ماذا علموهم وتمسكوا به. هذا معناه. What they wanted to say when the deviant ideas appeared, some scholars of As-Salaf told the people, you have the old people among you. They learned from the companions and the followers of the companions. Go and ask them, what did they learn from them? And adhere to that. This is what they meant. This is what they were saying. لم يريدوا انظر أي عجوز ينتسب إلى الإسلام فأي ماذا يقول لك خذ به في زماننا وبعد زماننا إلى يوم القيامة. They did not mean check any old person who claims to be a Muslim, ask him about the matters of the religion and take whatever he tells you nowadays and after that until the day of judgment. They never meant that. يريد الوهابية ماذا يريدون؟ يريدون منا أن نذهب إلى مثل هذا الذي يعتقد أن الله يسكن الكعبة ويسكن قبر النبي. نقول له ما هو الدين فيقول لنا هذا فنأخذ. What do the Wahhabis want us to do? To go to a person like this one who believed that Allah inhabits Al-Kaaba for a part of time and the grave of the Prophet for another part of time and ask him what is the religion? And whatever he tells us, we go by it. Is this what they want? هل هذا ما قاله السلف بزعمهم? Is this what the Salaf said according to them? الله يرحمنا. الله يرحمنا. نحن مأمورون باتباع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are ordered to follow the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وما عليه جمهور الأمة لأن جمهور الأمة لا يخرجون عن عقيدة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. And to follow what the majority of the nation follows, because the majority of the nation, the Prophet told us that the majority of the nation does not deviate in the creed from his creed. وكذلك الذي يعتقد أن الله تعالى يسكن العرش فهو كافر أيضا. Likewise, the one who believes that Allah inhabits العرش is a blasphemer also. العرش ليس إلا جرم جعله الله تبارك وتعالى سقفا للجنة يعني قسم منه يغطي الجنة ليس كله العرش أوسع من الجنة بكثير قسم منه يغطي الجنة وهو للملائكة مثل الكعبة بالنسبة لنا كما أننا نذهب فنطوف بالكعبة عبادة لله وطاعة له الملائكة يقصدون العرش فيطوفون به عبادة لله تعالى وطاعة له. العرش is a place that Allah created as the ceiling of paradise. That is, a part of it is the ceiling of paradise because العرش is much wider than paradise. A part of it covers paradise because العرش is much wider. And Allah made it for the angels like Al-Kaaba for us. Just as we go to Al-Kaaba and go around it in obedience to Allah, the angels go to Al-Arsh and go around it as an act of obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كما أخبرنا الله في القرآن, as it is mentioned in Al-Quran. هذا هو العرش. This is العرش. ليس مكانا يحل الله فيه. It's not a place where Allah resides. الإمام أبو حنيفة قال رضي الله عنه لو كان الله محتاجا للعرش والاستقرار عليه فقبل خلق العرش أين كان الله؟ الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه said had Allah been in need for العرش and to sit on it, to being settled on it, then before creating Al-Arsh, where would Allah have been? معناه كما أنه تعالى قبل العرش بلا مكان لا يحتاج إلى العرش بعد خلق العرش هو بلا مكان لا يحتاج إلى العرش. He meant just as Allah existed before Al-Arsh without a place and without a need to Al-Arsh, after Allah created Al-Arsh, He exists without a place and without a need to Al-Arsh. وكذلك يكفر من يعتقد أن الله يسكن قلوب الأولياء. Likewise blasphemes the one who believes that Allah resides in the hearts of the pious people. أولياء لأنه جعل الله تعالى حجما because he is attributing volume to Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعض جهلة المتصوفة يكثرون من هذه الكلمة الله يسكن قلوب أوليائه. Some ignorant people claiming to be Sufis, they say it a lot. Allah resides the hearts of the walis in different languages. وهذا ضلال والعياذ بالله. And this is misguidance. يمكن قسم منهم لا يفهموا معنى الكلمة. Maybe some of them do not understand the meaning of the words. يمكن يظنون معناها أن الله أن حب الله متمكن في قلوب هؤلاء الأولياء. Maybe they think it means that the love of Allah is so strong in the hearts of these walis. لكن لا يجوز, هذه الكلمة صريحة في الكفر. But it is not permissible to say this statement. This is an explicit blasphemous statement. إذا كان شخص لا يعرف معناها فقالها لا نكفره, لكن نقول له لا تقولها, حرام قولها. If a man or a woman does not know what it means, if someone does not know what it means, and this is why he or she says it, they think it means the love of Allah is so strong in the hearts of the awliya. We still tell this person, do not say it. Although you do not commit blasphemy because you do not understand what the word means, but it is not permissible for you to say this statement. It entails, this statement is wrong. It's haram to say it. ولم يرد ذلك عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عن أصحابه. And such a statement is not narrated from the Prophet nor to his companions. هكي يفهمون منها صحيح, بس هيدي كمان فرقة كمان عن اللي عم نقوله, لأنه العبارة اللي نحن عم نقولها إذا قال الله يسكن, هديك ما فيها كلمة يسكن, لكن صحيح ما لا يظنون, لا يعرفون معناها, معناها الفاسد لا يعرفونه. الله. كذلك المعراج, بعض الناس يظنون أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وقت المعراج ارتفع فوصل إلى مكان الله موجود فيه, هذا كفر أيضا. Also some people they misunderstand the issue of المعراج. They think that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went up high at that time until reaching a place where Allah exists. And this is blasphemy also. إنما المقصود من المعراج تشريف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, تعظيمه, رفع درجاته, إظهار عظمته. What was meant by Al-Mi'raj is to raise the rank of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بإطلاعه على عجائب العالم العلوي, by showing him the extraordinary matters existing in the upper world. وليس الوصول إلى مكان الله موجود فيه, and not to reach a place where Allah exists. وبعض الناس عند حكاية قصة المعراج يذكرون شيئا أعوذ بالله أبشع من القول بأن الله موجود في مكان فوق. Some people, when they mention the story of Al-Mi'raj, they mention sometimes something which is more ugly than saying that Allah exists in a place up there. يقولون النبي وصل إلى مكان ما بقي بينه وبين الله إلا حجاب واحد. They say that the Prophet reached a place where there was no barrier between him and Allah except one barrier. This is what they say. وأن جبريل كان معه. And that جبريل was with him. فاستأذن جبريل في رفع الحجاب. So جبريل took permission to remove this barrier. فجاءه الإذن. He was permitted to do that. فرفع الحجاب. He removed that barrier. فرأى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يمعناه يقولون النبي هو الله. It means they are saying the Prophet is Allah. والعياذ بالله. الذي لا يتعلم علم التوحيد يزيغ. The one who does not learn the matters of the belief gets astray. هنا مرة كنا في احتفال ألف أو ألفي شخص كان. ثم واحد قال الرحمن هو محمد. كان يخطب في الناس. And a man was giving a speech. He said to all these people, he said, Ar-Rahman is Muhammad. Haj Ali was there. Who was there? Ghadi was there. Nasir was there. We were several people. We all heard him. Of course, we didn't keep silent. But this is what he said. He claimed to be a sheikh talking to all these people. And of course, no, خلاص, I don't want to go further. So, those who do not learn the matters of the religion, he was a Nigerian guy, wasn't he? A Lebanese, he was a Lebanese person. But also that Nigerian person, also, أعوذ بالله, both of them were. That Nigerian person said, love the Prophet more than what you, when they say you have to love the Prophet more than Allah. أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله. هكذا الذي لا يعرف توحيد الله تعالى مثل الحمار. الحمار إذا حمل الكتب معناه يعرف ما في الكتب, معانيها لا يعرف. وهو هكذا مهما حفظ وعرف إذا كان لا يعرف توحيد الله يكون مثل الحمار الذي يحمل الكتب. The one who does not know, who does not believe properly in the oneness of Allah, regardless of what he knows and memorizes, he would be like the donkey carrying the books. The donkey does not understand these books that it carries. And this man wouldn't be understanding what he or she, what he memorizes. Allah yarhamuna. Allah yarhamuna. وكذلك مما حصل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المعراج أن الله شرفه برؤية ذاته المقدس بالقلب لا بالعين. And among what happened during المعراج is that Allah raised the rank of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام by enabling the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to see Allah with his heart, not with the eye, with his heart. Allah أعطى قلب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام القوة, قوة النظر, قوة الرؤية. فرأى النبي بقلبه ربه. Allah تعالى gave the heart of the Prophet the power of seeing. So the Prophet saw Allah Ta'ala that does not resemble anything with his heart. من غير أن يكون الله تعالى في مكان أو جهة. Without Allah existing in a place or in a direction. And don't say Allah saw the Prophet in his heart. Of course, you know the difference. Don't say the Prophet saw Allah in his heart, with his heart. He saw Allah with his heart. You know the difference, of course. طيب. Because sometimes some people, they mis-express. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فِي سُورَةِ النَّجْمِ. فالمقصود بهذه الآية جبريل عليه السلام. If this is the case, then one, what does the verse in Surah An-Najm, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, which means then he became closer to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام until he became two cubits away or less. That is less than 2 cubits away from the Prophet. What does it mean then? هذه الآية تعني جبريل عليه السلام. This ayah refers to جبريل عليه السلام. رآه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على خلقته التي خلقه الله عليها. الأصلية. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw جبريل in the shape, in his original shape, the shape on which Allah created him. لأن الملائكة أعطاهم الله قدرة التشكل. جبريل الله أعطاه قدرة التشكل. Because Allah gave جبريل the power to change his shape. فكان أحيانا يأتي إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بصورة إنسان. Sometimes he used to come to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taking the shape of a human being. وأحيانا كان الصحابة يرونه, يعرفون أن هذا رجل غريب, لكن لا يخطر ببالهم أنه جبريل إلا إذا أخبرهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Even sometimes the companions saw him, they knew he was a stranger, but it did not occur to them that this was Jibreel until the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told them that. نعم لا يكون له لا يتشكل بشكل أنثى ولا يكون له آلة الذكورية. Of course, you know that the angel does not take the shape of a female, and the angel would not have the sexual organ of the males. When the angel takes the shape of a male, without the sexual organ of the male. لِأَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَيْسُ ذُكُورًا وَلَا إِنَاثًا. Because the angels are neither males nor females. فجبريل كان يراه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على غير خلقته الأصلية. So the Prophet used to see جبريل not taking his original shape. مرة رآه في مكة, قرب مكة. Once before that he saw him close to Mecca on his بهيئته الأصلية, on his original shape. ثم عند سدرة المنتهى. Then another time during المعراج, close to سدرة المنتهى, to the tree, a big tree there. فالآية عن جبريل أنه اقترب من النبي إلى حد كبير. So the verse refers to جبريل that he came close to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, very close to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولا تعني أن الله اقترب بالمسافة من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. And it does not mean that Allah get very close to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. كما يظن بعض الناس أنه صار يبعد عنه أقل من ذراعين. As some people might think that Allah became close to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and the distance is less than 2 cubits. السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت أنا أول من سأل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن هذا. Lady Aisha said, I am the first one who asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the interpretation of these verses. فقال يا عائشة هو جبريل. So he answered me, O Aisha, this was Jibreel. هذا الحديث صحيح ثابت. This is a صحيح حديث. رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه وغيره. It is narrated by Muslim in his book الصحيح and others. وبعد أن عرفنا تفسير النبي للآية نحن لا نأخذ بأي تفسير آخر لها. And after we know what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in interpreting this verse, we do not go by any other interpretation. حتى لو كان التفسير الآخر لا يخالف العقيدة. Even if the other interpretation does not contradict the belief. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هو الذي يعرف معاني القرآن. Because the Prophet is the one who knows the meanings of the verses. No one knows more than him about that. Of course. صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأن بعض أهل السنة ممن لم يبلغهم هذا الحديث ذكروا للآية معنى آخر. Because some people among أهل السنة who did not know about this hadith mentioned another interpretation for the verse. تفسيرا لا يخالف العقيدة. An interpretation that does not contradict the Islamic belief. لكن نحن عرفنا تفسير النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. But we know what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. فلا نتركه. So we do not leave it out. لذلك أغلب المفسرين هكذا فسروها. إن هذا جبريل. This is why most of the interpreters of Al-Quran interpreted the verse as we said. It is جبريل. Because the Prophet said so. Said that. لو بدي أقوله كنت قلته مشكلة. الله يبارك بكم. نكتفي بهذا الآن. Let us stop here for now. الله أعلم. الله knows best. بعضهم قال هذا دنا الله من محمد دنوة دنا محمد من ربه دنو رتبة لا دنو مسافة. لكن هذا لا خلص عرفنا نحن عرفنا تفسير النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. تفضل. قد لكن ليس بهائم محتقرة. قد مرة the question was would the angel take the shapes of animals. The answer was they might but not شو محتقرة not well not all the animals. Not the animals that have a low status, if you want. مرة قبل الهجرة واحد كان له مال على أبي جهل فقال فجاء إلى مكة ولا يعطيه ماله. فجاء إلى مكة قال أنا لي مال على هذا الرجل من يحصل لي مالي منه. الكفار لأنهم يعرفون بغض أبي جهل للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قالوا له اذهب ابحث عن محمد بن عبد الله هو يستطيع أن يحصل مالك. فذهب بحث عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام دل عليه فقال له أنا لي مال عند أبي جهل لا يعطيني إياه تذهب معي إليه؟ قال نعم. فذهب إليه فدق رجل الباب فتح أبو جهل قال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أعطي الرجل ماله؟ فقال نعم. فذهب أحضر له المال فأعطاه. بعد هذا الكفار قالوا كيف فعلت هذا؟ نحن أرسلناه إليك لتستهزئ به، نحن دللناه عليه حتى تستهزئ به. قال لما جاءني كان خلفه فحل من الإبل ما رأيت مثله قط، لو قلت لا لأكلني بأنيابه. فأحيانا قد يحتمل أن يكون هذا ملك من الملائكة. One time a person before the Prophet emigrated to Al-Madinah, a person Abu Jahl owed a person money, a stranger from outside Mecca, and did not give this money to him. So he came to Mecca and he asked the people, who would help me to get my money from him? The blasphemers wanted to mock the Prophet, so they told him, go to Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he is the one who can do that. He asked about the Prophet, he got to him, he reached him. He told him, Abu Jahl owes me money, would you go with me to him to get this money? The Prophet said yes. They went there, this man knocked the door, Abu Jahl opened. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, give this man his money. He said, okay. So he went, he brought the money and he gave it to him. This man went praising the Prophet among the people. No one could help me except this man, etc. The blasphemers were very angry. They told Abu Jahl, what did you do? We told him to go to Muhammad, so you mock Muhammad, not to give him the money. Now he is praising him among the people. Abu Jahl said, when I opened the door, I saw a great camel from behind the Prophet, behind Muhammad. If I said no, he would eat me. So sometimes this might be an angel. Sometimes the angel would have this shape. Sometimes the shape of a bird. All the like. Not any shape. A small boy fell from the fifth floor or the sixth floor, I think, in Beirut. He fell from the balcony. And when he got to the ground, he was... Yes, he wasn't hurt at all. He was as if he jumped from this height. I know his parents, I know the family and other people, I think here they know. He said that a bird came and carried him when he was falling. And this is what the boy said. This is why he wasn't hurt. So sometimes the angels take shapes of certain animals. Na'am, Davia, tfaddali. Yes. Go ahead. يعني with the existence of the water, time and place existed. Because time and place are شو ملحق ها if you want interrelated things that are interrelated to water or to bodies. So once a body they are associated to bodies. Once a body exists, then time starts to exist and a place exists. Wabikum. بعض الآخر شو بيغطي في كتاب بعض العلماء قالوا تحت العرش والكرسي بس ما هذا أنا لا أعرف إلا الآن لا أذكر إلا الكتاب الذي ذكر بعض العلماء أنه تحت العرش وبعضهم قال هو فوق العرش اللوح المحفوظ بعضهم قال تحت العرش بعضهم قال فوق العرش حتى اللوح المحفوظ بعضهم قال تحت بعضهم قال فوق تفضل محمد ما بيأثر هذا لا يحكم عليه بالكفر لهذا ما إشارة الأصبع ما إلها علاقة قد يشير الإنسان هكذا ولا يريد أن الله موجود فوق ما إلها علاقة يا يحيى time is comparing something a renewal thing to another renewal thing this is time لا ما هو الوجود الأول الوجود الأول للشيء يعني الوجود للحظة الأولى يتبعه وجود للحظة الثانية لأنه بعد الوجود في اللحظة الأولى يجوز العقل وجود شيء في اللحظة الثانية فيكون هذا مقارنة بهذا ما أريد أن أدخل أكثر إلى هنا This is why we said time is something interrelated to bodies, etc. نعم تفضل. I don't want to go farther about this issue now. I didn't pay attention to the last statement you said. Yes. The reference, Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar. No. Yes, of course. يعني This is something related to the Arabic language and to what some I want to say it. I'm trying not to say it. I'm fighting myself. So I wanted to say some donkeys said, but I don't want to say that. I mean some people who memorize certain things without understanding what they memorize. البعض يقول لا يجوز أن يقال الله موجود لأن موجود على صيغة مفعول بل نقول الله واجد على صيغة فاعل وماذا يفعل هذا الشخص بكل المسلمين من السلف والخلف الذين أجمعوا على قول الله موجود يعني هو أعلم منهم بلغة العرب أو أعلم منهم بدين الله وهو لم يعرف اللغة إلا منهم، ولم يعرف لم يصله ما يعرفه من أحكام الدين إلا منهم، إلا من طريقهم. ماذا يقول عنهم؟ إما أن يضللهم جميعا فيكون أخذ الدين عن ضلال، وإما أن يقول كانوا على صواب. إيش يقول؟ نحن نقول كانوا على صواب، لكن هو إيش يقول؟ أنت آس شيخ حسن سد كنت ما قال الشيخ حسن. ليس كل كلمة على وزن مفعول معناها أن الله وقع عليه فعل، ليس كل كلمة على وزن مفعول معناها وقع على الله فعل. أليس يقال كما قال أخونا حسن الله يبارك به، الله معبود معناه وقع عليه فعل؟ لا. أليس نقول وجود الله معلوم بقلوبنا معناه وقع عليه فعل؟ لا. الله يرحمنا. يا سيستر قوات، وعليكم السلام. اوكي. No, Prophet Musa heard the kalam of Allah when Prophet Musa was on earth. Yes, of course, you're right. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam heard the kalam of Allah, it does not mean that Allah was there in that place. No. In that place, Allah gave Musa the power to hear his kalam. طيب. أعوذ بالله. Okay. Wow. Yeah. MashaAllah. Whomever sent this paper, may Allah reward him or her greatly. What can we do? Some people, they don't understand. And some people, when you talk with them, they tell you, I was born as a Muslim. While you are, they address some people, you are not born as a Muslim. So what does this have to do with the matter that we are talking about? Either you have a proof for what you are saying, or you do not have a proof for what you are saying. That's all. That's the issue. Why are you bringing up another issue that does not have anything to do here? There was a scholar, a famous scholar. He was very strong in the Arabic language, anyway, very, very strong. And before that, he was a Jew. Then he embraced Islam. He became a very well-known scholar. One time he was discussing a matter with another person. So at one point of time, that person, they had different opinions about something. And that person didn't have anything to say. This scholar, who was a Jew previously, had the proofs for what he was saying. So he didn't know to say. He told all what he said. you were a Jew, then you became a Muslim. So he told him, so did I do a good thing or a bad thing by that? What could he say? So he got silent. Okay, I was a Jew, then I embraced Islam. So I did something good. What do you want? To blame me for that? What do you want? So, Allah yarhamuna. Yes, hadak, tfaddal. أن يرفع وجهه إلى السماء في الصلاة. No, البيت المعمور is in the first sky. البيت المعمور in the seventh, sorry. No, because Allah Ta'ala is not felt. We feel bodies, we feel other things. We cannot conceive the reality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah gave him the power of seeing him with his heart. And he saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I hope, inshallah, we will go to paradise. And Allah will give us in our eyes the power to see him. And we'll see him, inshallah, ta'ala. Allah, barakallahu bikum. Faddal hajj. Nah. وما علاقة هذا بهذا؟ هي أنكرت أن يكون النبي رأى ربه ليلة المعراج، هذا كان رأيها. إيش علاقة هذا بهذا يا حاج؟ هي هنا ليس رأيها هذا، النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هو الذي قال هذا جبريل، ليس عائشة. أبو إيش علاقة هذا بما قالته في الرؤيا؟ اختلفوا في هذا، ما أريد أن أدخل في هذا. الله يبارك بكم. تفضل. Okay, you want me, you are drawing me now. A brother asked about this and I don't want to go into these details. Just now we are not talking about this. MashaAllah, you love to know, which is good. You love to know, but which is good. But I want to adhere to a certain يعني, way. تفضل علي. علي بيك. تفضل. هيدي كانت طيب. بارك الله فيك. بس بتضيعني هيدي حبيبي. تفضل. Muslim. Yes. Wafiq. Yes. This is what he did. We follow him. He did that when he was asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the rain and asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to protect the Muslims from certain issues. He did that. We do, if we make this dua, we do like he did. Even some among us, the scholars, they talked about that. They know what is, why is that done. But if we don't know, it's enough for us that he did it to do like him. قمين ق قاف ميم نون حقيق أن يستجاب لكم فإنه قمن أن يستجاب لكم. شو يا بغل؟ Sorry, but let's adhere to the main topic that we are talking about. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل لا إله إلا الله.